We're back, and we're so happy that you're back with us. Drew Doherty here on Texans 360, and you know, things did not end the way the Texans wanted to last weekend against the Kansas City Chiefs. 30-0, not much great about that. Nonetheless, 2015 is going to be a season to remember in Texans history. Bill O'Brien liked what he saw.
I haven't had a whole lot of time to reflect on the year, but definitely say that proud of this team, proud of these guys. They overcame some adversity during the season, and proud to be associated with them. Certainly not the way that any of us wanted the season to end. It's not good, and it's a feeling that will linger for a long time. Okay, and I know for me personally, it's going to drive me to try to be a better coach, try to help this organization get to where we all want it to get to. Games like yesterday, they really only have meaning if you build on them and use them for future success. Not really ready to give you a list of things that we have to change or improve. Obviously, the evaluations start right away. We meet with the players here at 11, and then we'll begin right away with our staff evaluating our season strategically, personnel, schemes, everything. Every aspect will be evaluated. Rick Smith will do the same thing with his crew, and we'll get together and we'll figure out what we got to do to be better in the coming weeks.
That's what the boss thought. What about some of the players? We were at locker room cleanout on Sunday morning when the Texans got together for one last time and got their stuff going. And the Texans think, hey, there's a bright future ahead.
I mean, we didn't win a championship. That's what our job is. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry I had to come out of the game. I'm sorry that we couldn't bring you a championship. I'm sorry that it ended the way it did. I feel like, fans pour their heart and soul into this thing just like we do. And so I feel like we got to take accountability for the fact that we didn't accomplish our goal.
Seize the opportunity. And I feel like I've done that. And it's been great. It's been great. Each opportunity that I've had and for my number to be called and go out there, I definitely did that.
I had a plan for each week. It was beneficial to kind of take a step back and get an outside view of what's going on. And I always had these little game plan packages and stuff that I can work on and kind of learn from. And I kept them all, and I got all my notebooks ready, and I'm ready to go.
What's your timeline over the next month, 2 months?
In terms of what?
Like, what are you going to be doing?
Oh, I got to take my wife on a honeymoon so she doesn't divorce me.
Yeah, it definitely hurts, for everybody to count us out, 2-5, and to actually turn things around, and for guys to believe in this locker room, what we had, and to turn things around and get the ticket into the playoffs, it sucks. It sucks, for to be out in the first round. So, it doesn't put a damper on anything. It actually, puts us in a position to, look forward to the future. Understand that, we've got the team that we want. We just got to make a few improvements and, continue on and building more success.
The hand? Yeah, the hand's almost all the way done now. It's maybe a week or two away from being 100% again. So, but it's definitely good enough to do almost every activity.
What are your thoughts now, the season ending what we did yesterday?
Not good. This league is about winning championships. That's why you put in the work. That's why you put in the time. And when you don't win a championship, it's a disappointment. That's just the way it goes.
You feel like the organization's turned the corner again?
I don't know. I don't know what the corners are. I don't know what they are. I don't know. We didn't win a championship, so we have work to do.
Even though you didn't win a championship, are there still some positives you can take forward through this season?
Did we do some good things? Yeah, we obviously turned it around from a crappy situation, but I'm not too big into that whole narrative of, just look at what they did good, because quite frankly, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. It's about results. It's about what did you do. And yes, we want to win an AFC South Division Championship every single year, but I'm not going to stand here and tell you that I'm going to be satisfied winning an AFC South Division Championship every year. I'm going to tell you the truth. I want to win a world championship. And so until we do that, I'm not going to be satisfied. And it's going to hurt whenever we get knocked out before that.
A little bit later, we've got the Houston Texans cheerleaders in their weekly knockout segment. But next, we're going around doing some community work. Don't go anywhere. Texans 360 returns in a moment.